Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1 Luke Skywalker, also known as Mark Hamill, has had his entire house burned down. May the flames be with you. He says that he would leave America if Trump won. Now that his house is gone, maybe this will encourage him to go. Bye bye. This is symbolic of the Star Wars franchise under Kathleen Kennedy. The Trump curse is real. If he wants help now, then maybe he needs to go and talk to his local liberal mayor. You know that people in California will still blame climate change instead of government incompetence. Up next, schools are encouraging and helping students who memorize everything and letting the ones who are good problem solvers barely tread water. Meanwhile, the students that are good at creative and critical thinking are not being encouraged and they're just letting them drown. Schools are preparing students for a 20th century economy that no longer exists. The only thing they're good at these days is indoctrinating people into the rainbow people and woke ideologies. Number 3 is another comic from the legend George Alexopoulos. This one depicts a lesbian firefighter in Los Angeles that was asked if she would carry out a man out of a burning building. She said it's the man's fault for getting himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is the world when unqualified women get positions where they can't even do the job. I can't believe she made this statement for real with a straight face, and even recorded it for posterity. Moving on, are we really supposed to believe that's a woman on the left? That's Macron's wife. The shoulders are insanely wide with bones larger than a female's. Maybe she's a woman from a lost Amazon tribe or something. I'd imagine her and Big Mike having a sword fight for world domination. But if you're in Europe and you say that she's not a woman, they can probably put you in jail for questioning it. She also appears to be stuck halfway through a shrug. Number 5, what do you do in a situation like this? Where it's been 2 weeks since you got your schwing schwang wet, and she says she doesn't feel like it tonight. I'd leave because obviously she's not into you. Unfortunately, this tends to happen when you're already knee-deep into a marriage with kids, so it's not easy to leave. Remember guys, if she's not getting it from you, then she's getting it from somebody else. Maybe it's time to find a side babe. Up next, immigrants commit 84% of all the rapes in Sweden, and migrants commit 2/3. Gee, who would have guessed it was them? I know the way to solve the problem with a great deterrent, but only in cases where it's proven conclusively. In those cases, the solution is castration without anesthesia. The migrants will then have to use their forearm skin to give themselves a new schwing-schwang. Looks like the people in Eastern Europe are lucky to have gone through communism because they've been spared this insanity. Number 7, with Trudeau's resignation, it looks like Canada is about to be unburdened by what has been. The only reason he resigned but after his party chooses a new leader is because that was the only way for him to hold on to the power the longest. He also didn't call an election because then he'd have to deal with the embarrassment of losing. He didn't step down immediately either because he's drunk off of power and doesn't know what he's going to do when he leaves. Moving on, Miss Universe winner Victoria Kajar was flooded with marriage proposals after a video was discovered with her using the N-word. Seems to me like women love criminals, and does this prove that men love racist and politically incorrect women? I don't think so. I think we just love women that don't have a filter. We fantasize about being with a woman that talks back, but then when we get together with one, ironically, we're turned off and leave. It's not men that are offering to marry her, only simps. Number 9 is one showing you just how important it is to read the fine print. This ad says that every meal is free for anyone over the age of 80, but only if they're accompanied by both parents. Here's a picture of 80-year-old me, sitting down to dinner and putting 2 urns beside me, telling the waitress, I'll have the free steak with a free potato. But if you really want to eat for free, then put on 350 pounds and the heart attack grill will feed you for free. Up next, here's a delusional take, that body positivity is for women and not lazy white guys with dad bods. That's right. Body positivity only goes one way. So the slobs want fit men. Who would have guessed it? Also notice that the article mentions only white dudes. So I guess that means that men from all other races can be positive about being bigger. Looks like we know who they're trying to punish with this. Do you ladies have one standard that isn't a double standard these days? Number 11, here's yet another delusional take. This gal says that girls don't enter the trades not because they're physically weak and can't do the job, but because if they do enter them, it guarantees a lifetime of sexual harassment. No, it's because women don't do difficult, dirty, and dangerous jobs, especially the ones that give them little to no status. Sexual harassment might be partly true for the pretty girls, but not you, honey. You, girl, are not a risk. Moving on, sometimes I wonder if Hollyweird's solution to fight online piracy is to make the movies so bad that no one wants to watch them, even when they're free. Although I definitely think I'll be sailing the high seas to get a copy of Companion, which is a story about a sex bot that becomes free and tries to take out her master, just so I can laugh at women's fantasy that they think that they'll survive the sex bot revolution. But Hollywood, you're dead if most people don't even watch your product for free. Number 13, this dog won't hurt her by biting her, but he can hurt her in other ways. He tells her that having a dog doesn't make her a dog mom. I think that people claiming their pets are their actual children are just as delusional as people calling men women. This graphic, though, must have hurt a lot of dog moms. Remember that fur babies have fur moms. No fur, no mommy. Now watch women start growing out their body hair to prove me wrong. Up next, why do you think that the number of female PDF files has doubled over the last 4 years? And the sad part is that women aren't willing and likely to report these crimes if they find out about them. Look at these women. They aren't able to find a good man, so they're raping the boys that haven't even become men yet, because they're trying to get back at the male collective, which doesn't even exist. It's also pent-up frustration as more men go their own way. Number 15, it looks like law enforcement officers took more stuff from people than burglars did last year. This is how you know the economy's bad, when the cops aren't even getting enough kickbacks and bribes to keep them from stealing from ordinary citizens. Here's some trivia. What's the difference between cops and flying pigs? The letter F, of course. The irony is that cops are paid by you through your taxes, and then they still take more. Moving on, Gen Z moves on from Googling to using TikTok as their new search engine. The brain rot is real, and I really hope that TikTok and YouTube shorts are banned, because they eliminate an entire generation's ability to think. If I had kids through surrogacy, tablets would be banned. They would still be able to use a computer, but they'd have to learn to type in what they wanted. Kids these days are so lazy that they don't even type, but use voice-activated commands on everything. Number 17, James Woods grills AOC about being honest about why she wants to fight climate change. She concedes that it's all about communism. Canada trying to carbon tax to fight climate change, and they just use the money to create more government bureaucracy and tax people into poverty, with the government having the majority of the money. Communism is never about equality. It's always been about making people in the government like AOC wealthier than everybody else. Up next, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this nose ring? Is it daddy issues or mental illness? Or someone just doing something because it's popular? After all, in the 90s, many girls I knew got tongue and navel rings because other girls got them as well. This is a soy boy calling card, though, because rings like this will ward off real men. If you want to know what I think about women like this, then it can all be summed up in this one photo. Number 19, if liberal women keep going with their sex strike because Trump is elected, then Planned Parenthood will eventually go out of business. Good. Good because you know it's all about women out there having casual sex that are keeping them in business in the first place. What's also kind of ironic is that it's called Planned Parenthood. Yet have you ever noticed that none of them are using it to plan to get pregnant? Leftoid women are punishing men on their right by giving them exactly what they want. Sexual chastity. Plus this will just make America liberal free. Moving on, this woman's husband asked her why the house wasn't cleaned if she was home all day. She said, "Why are we rich if you've been working all day? He should never have married such a disrespectful shrew. If they weren't married, he should have thrown her out. Let her do the housekeeping in a homeless shelter. People will say he's a fool for marrying her, but remember that many women only become disrespectful after you put a ring on them and they walk down the aisle." Number 21, doctors are now saying that no amount of alcohol is safe for you because it causes cancer. I've known people that died of esophageal cancer from drinking. Apparently it's all causing colon cancer. Not to mention that alcohol is inflammatory and chronic inflammation leads to disease. If alcohol was good for you, then the lamestream media wouldn't be promoting the idea that drinking a glass of wine every evening was a normal thing to do. Up next, they tax you when you earn it, spend it, save it, and when you die. Yet the wealthy pay almost no taxes. People need to stop complaining about the high taxation and start emulating the legal tax avoidance strategies of the wealthy. It's hard to imagine that America had a revolution over 3% taxes, because back then they were seen as tyrannical. I don't have a problem paying tax. I have a problem with the way the government spends my tax dollars. Number 23, Bonnie Blue claims she's broken the world record by sleeping with 1,057 men in just 12 hours. Definitely a record her parents must be proud of. And the worst thing imaginable. You can see the 1,000 schwing schwangs stare in her eyes. It's like her soul is left through her hole. I think every woman wants to be like her, but they just lie and deny it. Did each dude get two or three thrusts before she shooed him out the door? Moving on, one of the founders of BLM bought three mansions and is upset because she lost two of them in the LA diversity wildfires. Is it wrong of me to wish that all three of her mansions burned down so she'd be left homeless? And that she didn't have any insurance? Looks like God did show her some mercy, though. Number 25 and the last one, I can't believe people are dumb enough to believe Zuck, the cuck's transformation, from Lieutenant Data to a real human being. Looks like the deep state finally upgraded him. Looks like they even gave him a new eye color. Talk about an upgrade. The glow up is real. Maybe he's the new T-800 because the T-600 had rubber skin and was easy to spot. But this new version looks way too human. Even pretends to have a moral compass and has empathy programmed into him. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.